We just thank God for all that he's doing in the church. Amen. More so to thank God for what we see, we thank God for what we have not yet seen. Amen. Because God is doing a great work. Amen. It's sort of like an iceberg. When you can see the tip of the iceberg, but the real portion of the iceberg is what you cannot see.
Right.
Amen. And we know that we are on a spiritual iceberg right now. We only see the tip. Amen. But God is doing great things. Can we church say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Come on, can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Scripture said, let the redeemed. How many have been redeemed?
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many was blinded by the adversary? And God has rescued you. We say praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand this afternoon for our scripture reading. Amen. Our scripture reading on this afternoon will be coming from Psalm 73, verses 17 through 28. Psalm 73, verses 17 through 28. Amen. And indeed, we were inspired and encouraged greatly at the council. Amen. All the speakers were anointed and dynamic. Amen. Like, as I always say, if you get a chance, you need to go get a chance to experience it. You know, we spend money on a whole lot of things. How many know we can't really afford anything? But the bishop said you can afford what you want. I believe that. Amen. What you want, you can afford. Amen. So we're going to encourage you. Please try to make one of them. Amen. We go back down in June to the Georgia State Council, Lord willing. And then in October, we go down to the Light of World Conference at Bishop's Church. Amen. So usually it's the third week of June and the third week of October. I'm going to call to confirm the dates for October. But the third week is always when they have their councils and their events. So if you're going to plan that. You know, I'm not saying neglect your family, anything like that. But sometimes you need to hear a word from God. Amen. You need to hear a word from the Lord. So we're encouraging you. Amen. We won't be mad if you don't go. It's your loss. Amen. It's your loss. Somebody said, that's a lot of driving. Amen. I've driven further for less. So how much more can I drive for God for more? Amen. Amen. We're going to start off with the 17th verse. You all have it? Amen. Sound like we're going to have a choir church this morning. That's all right. Amen. I know we just meditating on the goodness of the Lord. Verse 17 reads, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one awakens, so, Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of
my heart.
But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Once again, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all the Lord, we bless you on this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you for the honor, the privilege, and the opportunity that we have to assemble ourselves together in thy presence. Father God, for we realize that in thy presence is the fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, Lord, there are pleasures evermore. For this we say thank you. Now, Lord, as we assemble together in thy presence, we ask you to speak. Lord, speak to us in spite of ourselves. Lord, send the word of anointing. Send the word of inspiration. Lord, break every yoke. Lord, break every stronghold. Lord, deliver every mind that's captive and captivated by the adversary through distractions. We ask you to break it. Now, Lord, we ask you to speak, hallelujah, for thy servant here. Now, can the church say in Jesus' name? Come on, can we say in Jesus' name? Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The old gospel song says there is no secret. Old gospel song says there's no secret what? For God can do. He will do the. Amen. You see, God blessing others. God is not a respecter of person. What he's done for others, he will do for you. Amen. Let us go back to our scripture reading. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long. If I don't keep you long, maybe I'll encourage some people to come out on Friday evenings. Amen. On Fridays, as I said before, on Sundays we don't get a chance to really break down the Word of God. Amen. Because we don't have the time. Amen. I know Friday we do more Bible studies, and some people say Fridays are a long time. You know what? Most churches have church about four times a week and twice on Sundays. Yeah, three times. Well, I mean, we were in Georgia. Everybody said, can you come to us? We were in the afternoon service. You're going to come back tonight at 4? For service, you know, but we had things planned. And they are faithful to those 4 or 5 times a week they have church. If God were to judge us tonight, this afternoon, we only have church how many times a week?
Twice.
All right. We only have it twice, the acts of service. We have Monday prayer and Wednesday prayer. Amen. But if God were to judge us, I wonder how would he really see us? When I was listening to an apostolic minister said how that he was over in Russia and they had to go through all these underground caves to get to a service way down, hidden. Amen. And then I heard them say that they started service at 8:30 at night and at 12 midnight they were still praising the Lord.
Right.
I'm just curious. Somebody say, don't know, Pastor. Come on, say, don't meddle. I just go over by myself. I said, don't meddle. But I wonder how would God judge us? We say we love the Lord, and there's nothing we won't do. And 2 times a week? No charge for that. And then we wonder, how come I'm struggling so bad? How come my mind is displaced? How come I can't get it together? There's a very basic scripture, and it's a principle that's in the Bible. I can't change it, you won't change it, and nobody else won't change it. Paul said, be not deceived. For God is not mocked. Whatsoever man, especially also. But a lot of times we like to stop at 6. Can we also add 7 and 8? For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh. So where are we spending our time? He that is occupied with the things of the flesh will reap corruption. But he that soweth to the things of the. How many know that coming to church is just a way that we sow to the Spirit? How many know that coming to the church is a way that we sow to the Spirit? But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. Now my question today, you know, I think all of us, how many don't want to go to heaven? Don't raise your hand. How many don't want to go to heaven? So that means we want to read what? Life. Everlasting. In the annals of times, and when God judges, God said, hey, I'm judging you not based on what you say, but what I see. I see where you've been sowing. And that's what you're going to reap. If you want to reap some spiritual blessings and benefit, amen. The Bible says, forsake. Hey, I wasn't supposed to go this way, but somebody said, go ahead. You know the thing about me, y'all gonna hire, I'm gonna go anyway. I'm gonna go, even if you don't say nothing, I'm going anyway. Because God wants you to hear this. The scripture says, forsake not. So when you don't come to church, you're doing what? Hello? You're doing what? Now we can make up a whole lot of reasons, cross of this, cross of that, I'm tired, I'm weary. But verse 8, it said, let us not be weary and for in due season you shall reap if you not. Church is a part of being faithful and not being weary. That wasn't in the script. That wasn't in my script.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it was in God's script.
Yes,
time is getting short. The day is approaching. Amen. We're all getting older. Anybody here getting younger? I'm getting younger. I'm telling you, I don't claim old. Even though things don't work like they used to work. I think there's something wrong with the things. I'm still getting But we're all getting older. Every day that we live now, we're drawing closer to His coming. Or to our inspiration to be with the Lord. Don't allow the devil to sidetrack you, to make you focus more on secondary things and neglect the spiritual. Can we say, forsake not?
Forsake not.
Now, somebody else, tell somebody else, tell yourself. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Because Paul said, as the manner of some is, even back then they were neglecting their spiritual food. And Job said, thy words I esteem more than my necessary food. Thy word I esteem more than my necessary food. Amen. Have any of us gone back from following God? Amen. I mean, you can make up a million reasons why things are messed up. But there's one reason why they shouldn't be messed up. God. God changes everything. Amen? Back to verse 17. You know, I said, well, how do everybody always talk about coming to church? The psalmist said, until I went where?
Sanctuary.
What's the sanctuary? Until I went into the sanctuary, then understood I. A lot of times when we're in the midst of a trial or situation, we don't understand it. Amen. And then in the midst of it, what our adversary that has blinded the minds of those who believe not. Amen. Didn't not the scripture say he has blinded the minds of those what? That believe not. Because if you believe, you wouldn't let nothing keep you out of church. So when you don't believe, he blinds your mind. So that you don't see that problem, if it was something you wanted to do, you would have overcome it. And you would have pressed over it. But you say, I don't feel like it. So God understand. Yes, God understand. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves again. There's no excuse that we can give God. Amen. So he said, well, the devil knows that when you go to church, it helps you to understand where you are heading. So he sends roadblocks and stumbling blocks and hurdles to keep you from coming to church. So that you don't realize where you're heading. Amen. My ear aches, my head hurts, this hurts, that hurts, everything hurts. Well, God understands, yes, God understands that until I went into the sanctuary, then understood I what the adversary was doing to me. Amen. Verse 18 says, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. Amen. Let's get down to verse 22. This is the psalmist that allowed, if you read earlier, he allowed his situation to get the best of him. He said, my foot had almost slipped. My steps were almost gone. Well, the psalmist, what was the problem? The problem was not God. The problem was me. My focus was off. I was looking at the wrong things, and I was looking at people and things instead of looking unto Jesus. He said earlier, I became almost cynical. I became envious when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And then I looked at me in my holy situation and said, I'm all messed up. He said, I almost slipped. Anybody almost slipped? Thank God it was almost, because you're here so you did not slip. Thank God for the almost. Amen. Verse 21 said, then my heart was grieved and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I. Amen. And ignorant I was as a. If we interpret it in today's language, he said, I was acting though I was a wild animal that could not judge between right and wrong. A beast cannot reason. A beast acts off of instincts. Amen. So when things don't go right, the instinct is stay away from God. The psalmist said, I was foolish. Amen. Because I began to act as a beast. I did not use my rational mind. I did not use my reasoning mind. I didn't get to the point where the scripture says in Isaiah, the Lord said, come and let us. When I act as a beast, I don't reason. Because when I reason, I understand that church is the best place for me to be. And I won't let nothing, I won't let hell, high water, anything else keep me from getting to the house of God. Yes, we can make up a lot of reasons, amen, for why we did not make it or can't make it. But ultimately, God knows our heart. God knows that we could have pressed over that situation if it was something that we wanted to do. Hallelujah. He says, so foolish was I. But the verse I want to concentrate on is, let's go down to verse 25. Amen. Let's go down to verse 25. Hallelujah. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Ah, yes, Lord, thank you. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, if it wasn't for his goodness, if it wasn't for God's mercies, Lord, when I wasn't worthy, hallelujah, and I'm never worthy, Lord, when I wasn't fit to be right, you made a way. If it wasn't for his mercy, verse 25 says, whom have I? Whom am I? Now this is the one we really need to focus on. It's this next verse. It said, there is none where that I desire. What is your greatest desire this afternoon? I didn't say what's your greatest desire. Right now in your present mind state, what is your greatest desire? Very easy to answer. Your greatest desire is whether you have your mind fixed. Because I heard Jesus say, where your treasure is, there will your greatest desire is where your treasure is. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be. So what is your greatest desire? The psalmist said, Lord, there is none I have in heaven. And there's none that I desire. But thee, what consumes our minds? Yes, we all want to have prosperity. We want to have a nice house, a nice car, a great relationship. But what is your greatest? What is your greatest desire? Lord, I want good health. I want this. I want that. Hallelujah. But I heard Paul tell Timothy, you won't take none of that with you when you leave this earth. Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 quickly. I just want you to read it. Amen. Somebody say, a lot of times when you come to church, they say, preachers get up there and preach, they make up stuff. Amen. A lot of times they say, well, preachers, they make up stuff because it ain't in the Bible. But can we read it together? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. And we'll start off in verse 1. Today, our focus is, what is your, not just desire, but your what?
Greatest
desire. The psalmist said in Psalm 27, he said, one thing. How many things?
One thing
have I desired of the
Lord.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I
seek after.
What are you seeking after? Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. You know what he wanted to do? He said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord some of the days of my life. A few days in my life when I feel like it. He said, all the days of my life when I dwell in the house of the Lord and I want to inquire at his temple. I'm wondering, what is your greatest desire? How many days? I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty. He blinds us. He deceives us. He makes us see something, but it's not what God sees. Verse 1 reads, therefore seeing we have, if you're saved, you're part of the ministry. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
As we have received, we what? We don't faint. We don't get quit. We don't get weary. We don't make up excuses because we have mercy. Mercy symbolizes and signifies you deserve judgment because you know you've been. I know I messed up.
Yeah.
I know I didn't do what God told me to do. So I realize that the wages of disobedience, if we follow Adam and Eve, they didn't do anything. Somebody say, well, you know, drinking is wrong. Yes, it is. Smoking is wrong. Yes, it is. Drug addiction is wrong. That's wrong. Stealing is wrong. Amen. But they got kicked out of the garden because they disobeyed God.
Jesus.
We all like to look at the big. No, if disobedience, if you know what God does require of you.
Yes.
And if you do the opposite, that's called?
Yes.
No, they weren't drunken. They weren't fornicating. They just disobeyed God. They just disobeyed God. And they lost their right to the tree of life. Amen. God said, therefore, you ladies that say, oh, having a baby is hard. Talk to Eve. For all you men that say, I worked hard for my money. Talk to Adam. The reason that the men worked in the sweat of their brow to get bread is because they disobeyed. The reason that women have children is because of Eve, because she
disobeyed.
Disobedience. The scripture says, if you're guilty, and what? So we see all that to say, therefore we have in this ministry, and we have received mercy, we
faint not.
The next verse says, having. Now this is where the church really needs to get it together. Amen. Having renounced the things of what? What did you do? I say this, but it's not the truth. If it's not the truth, then it is?
Lies.
And it's dishonest. Well, why? Oh, well, you know, God said, I know the real reason, because everybody else is looking at your words. God said, I'm reading your heart. But having renounced the things of dishonesty and not walking
craftiness.
You know, you ever find some people that just know how to manipulate situations and manipulate people and make everybody think, oh, woe is me. God said, don't walk in craftiness. Don't walk putting up a smoke screen. Somebody call them a spiritual masquerader, a spiritually masquerading, look like a saint, but on the inside. See, a masquerader looks like something on the outside, but when you take off the mask, that's the real you. So don't walk in craftiness, not hearing the word of God.
Secretly.
So, well, you know, I know what God's word said, but I got to make it fit what I'm doing. No. You can't help the word of God deceitfully. You can't be crafty when it comes to the word of God. Amen. He said, but by manifestation of the
truth.
I don't care what nobody says. I'm just going to do what's right because I know what's right. Committing ourselves what?
Truth.
But we're committing ourselves in the?
Conscience.
In what? You got to do something right so somebody else's conscience in the sight of God? I can do what I want to do. Yes, you can. But let's go to the next verse. Can we just let them? Somebody, I speak to a minister earlier. He said, you know, Pastor, sometimes it's hard for me to understand the word of God. I said, well, just let the Bible say what it says. And because Peter said the scripture is not of any private interpretation. You can't take the word of God and make it to fit your situation. The word of God is not of any private interpretation. For holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They didn't just make it up because I want to do it. But God moved them. Now you can't take that word and put your own spin on it. Amen. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So he said, but if our gospel,
yeah.
How are you going to hide the gospel? It's hid to them that are what? In whom? This is our greatest challenge to pleasing God and setting our affections on things above and having the right desire. It says, in whom the God of
this world.
Many of us in unfavorable positions and conditions because the God of this world has blinded the mind of them who? If you believe God's word, the devil cannot blind you. But if you walk craftiness, if you walk in deceit, if you walk trying to twist God's word, the devil will blind you. Amen. And you won't even realize that you're blind. People will be leading you around and they won't even be in the truth or telling the truth. And I heard Jesus say, the blind lead the blind. A lot of times we try to figure out how come I'm always in the ditch. Who are you following? Who's leading you? Because when the blind leads the blind, they both wind up and tell, look at the devil and say, I'm coming out of this ditch. Come on, I'm coming out of this ditch. You might have had me for a little while, but I know my God is real, and I know my God can make a way. I'm coming out of this ditch. You might have had me for months and years. Can we say I'm coming out? The church means you called out. The church means I'm called out, so it's time to come out. Come out the ditch. And whom the God in this world is blind in the mind of them who believe. Lie. Now I said, well, why don't the devil make up all them excuses and you listen? Lest the what? Glorious light of the gospel should what? I know I missed it up. Y'all see it up there. Should do what? Shine. So why did the devil keep you out of church? Because he don't want the gospel to give you light. Because when he gives you light, then you will shine. So he puts up all them smoke screens and falsities to keep you out of the church. So you'll stay in blindness. Because as long as you're in blindness, you're in darkness. Amen. And Isaiah talks about those that were blind. They grope for the wall and can't even find the wall. In church, what is your greatest desire? One thing am I desiring. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, we ought to do what? Seek those things which are? What are you seeking? What am I seeking? What are we following? Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, amen, it says, set your, where are your affections this afternoon? Set your affections on things above. And not heaven rivals the earth at all times, and earth rivals heaven at all times. Somebody said, every time I think I'm leading the right way, I mess up. Who's leading you? Who's guiding you? What are you seeking after? What is your consuming portion? What has the preeminence in your life? What is number one in your life? What is your greatest desire? Amen. Time is too short to play with God. You can play with a whole lot of things and a whole lot of individuals, but it's too short to play with God. Amen. Every day people are dying. Saints are dying. Amen. Don't get caught up in eternal security. There's more scripture that disproves eternal security than approve it. If eternal security was right, I wonder what Paul said when he read those seven letters to the churches. It was a he that overcometh. So if you don't overcome, that means you yield to something. And one of the scriptures says, he that overcometh shall have right to the tree of life. If you don't overcome it, then I wonder where you go.
Right.
But he's writing this letter to the what?
Church.
Eternal what? Maybe somebody better start reading the Bible. Amen. Maybe they better start reading the Bible, especially when Peter tells us that if we were in the truth and lead the truth, amen, it says the dog has returned to his vomit, and the sow that was washed to his wallowing in the mire, and the end of that man is worse. If you're eternally secure, how you gonna be worse? Amen. It's time to get heaven in view. It's time to get our focus on heaven. Amen. Stop allowing the adversary to do what? Blind us. Well, somebody said, well, I feel so blind. Start coming to church. Get your prayer life together. Get everything in the proper perspective, and you'll be all right. But if you don't, the devil is a master manipulator. He's a master manipulator. Amen. When just the thing that you fear, he will allow to happen just to continue to control you. And every time you look up, you're trying to get out of the ditch. The right mind says, I'm tired of being in the ditch. I want to be in a place where I can be blessed of God. What is your desire? Amen. What is your, not regular desire, but your what? Greatest desire. What has preoccupied your mind and your thinking? If it's not God, you're going the wrong direction. He has to be our focus. God has to be our number one. Amen. We have to believe. If you don't believe God, you're going to believe a lie. If you don't believe God, you'll believe a lie. The only way the devil was able to blind them is because they did not believe. Believe God in his word. And you don't have to figure out anything else or worry about anything else because he will fix it.
Yes.
So the psalmist said, God gives his dearly beloved sleep. He gives us sleep. He gives us rest. If you stand up all night worrying, you're not trusting God. Amen. He does not give us the bread of affliction. God does not intend for us to stay up late worried about what he has to take care of, because he gives his dearly beloved rest. We need to get things back in proper order. Looking unto who?
Jesus.
Looking unto who?
Jesus.
Well, somebody said, well, yeah, Jesus without a job, what am I going to do? Keep the job, but don't let the job be one. Let the job be two or three, but let Jesus be. Say, well, I don't know the problem I have with my spouse. Please the spouse, but let the spouse be two. But let God be
one.
Well, you don't know the problem I have with my children. Yes. Let the children be two, but let God be
one.
Now, what is your greatest desire? Did not the scripture say, delight yourselves in the
Lord.
Delight yourself in who?
Lord.
The Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Somebody said, I've had all these desires and I can't get them. What is your greatest desire? If you seek God, listen, let everything else come in second, third, fourth, fifth. Let it be, not, don't let it be close. Let it be a great distance between God and anything else. Let it be a great distance between God and anything else. Then he'll give you the desires of your heart. Work, slave, do everything, and still messed up and miserable. Why? Wrong desire as we stand. Let your greatest, can we say greatest desire?
Greatest
come
desire.
On, greatest desire
greatest
be to please God. Let that take precedence over everything as the elders, the altar team comes forward. Let pleasing God be our greatest desire. Amen. Let's eliminate the excuses. Let's eliminate the reasons why we can't be faithful to God. Amen. On Friday night, one of the scriptures we went over in God dealing with his people, he said that they're not steadfast with God. That word steadfast in the Hebrew means faithful. If you're faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. But if you're unfaithful to God, then God will be because that is how his word is fixed and sent forth. Don't allow anybody, don't allow anything to stop you from getting to God. Can we say hallelujah?
Say hallelujah.